It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. Miss Tina is over there running the iPad. Miss Neva is over there getting ready to take prayer requests. And our guest for today is Kayla Birch. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Woohoo! If you have a prayer report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it by email to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, located here in Elk City at 616 North Locust Avenue. I think I covered it all. Would you please pray to start us out this morning?
I will. Oh, come, dear Jesus, during this hour of worship, come to every longing heart. Some who gather here need healing, so we ask that you touch us and give us strength. Many of us feel confused by the news of the day. So, Lord, we ask that you quiet our minds and help us place our trust in you. And many of us doubt ourselves and question our purpose. And so, Lord, we ask that you call us anew to be instruments of your grace for a world that yearns to know your peace. Be with us today during this hour. Amen.
Amen. I really like your title this morning, Rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're going to start first with some scripture from the Gospel of Luke, 6th chapter, starting with verse 46. It reads like this. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it, because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on a ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. So I was just kind of thinking recently about how school and for most people, their lives are just kind of getting back into a normal rhythm again. My husband's a school teacher, and my daughter goes to the Kids Day Out program here in Elk City. And so it's one of those things that everything's now starting to get in a normal routine. And I think about, what is Jesus saying here about rebuilding? What is Jesus saying about having a firm foundation? You know, sometimes we get caught up in the summer, and sometimes it can be a very joyous thing or a very stressful thing, depending on your situation. But both times, we start getting back into a rhythm. And some, it starts right when around school does. At least it does with our family. And so I want to specifically look at this lesson that we learned straight from the mouth of Jesus. Jesus taught in the form of story. So we may or may not know that these stories are called parables, but this is where Jesus says some pretty profound things. And some things that I really like about parables is that they just are so relatable. So most people would say, well, what is a parable? Well, a parable is simply a story used to teach a significant spiritual lesson. And Jesus, if you read the New Testament, specifically the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels, he would be on earth telling these stories. He would just be walking with his disciples. He'd be talking with his people. And he'd be hanging out with somebody at somebody's house, doing different things. He'd be in a farm somewhere. He would just be living his normal life, and he would just go into a fictional story, a made-up story, but it would be one that would have a real lesson. And he would use that story. He'd be very tangible for them, relatable for them. And he would teach them something that was profound for their lives. So when we look at that parable today, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you not? Everyone who comes to me hears my words and does them. I will show you what he is like. And he is like a man building a house who's laid upon that foundation. And when the storm comes, the house is still there. Could not be shaken. But the one who hears and does not do like Christ has said is like the man who built a house on a sand foundation, more or less. A weak foundation. And so when the floods come, when the times in life come, that house was ruined. And so when I hear this scripture, I kind of think to myself, what are the storms that are going on in your life? Maybe you're asking that today. I've got this going on. I've got this going on. I'm so stressed out. You know, I'm just trying to get my kids ready for school. You know, we're all in those situations that life just kind of throws stuff at us. And here's the thing. God never said that life was going to be easy. You know, you may accept Jesus Christ in your heart and think, okay, everything's going to work out perfectly from now on. And it doesn't. God never said life would be easy, but God did say he would always be there with you. And I think that's the important thing. But what you may not know from these verses are the way that Jesus ends what's called the Sermon on the Mount. That's what these verses come from. The Sermon on the Mount, the greatest story ever preached, basically in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, and in Luke chapter 5 and 6, Jesus goes onto a mountaintop. He's been healing people. He's been preaching. And so he's kind of gaining the following. You can kind of say that Jesus was really going viral at this point. And have you heard about this? Jesus is healing people. He's doing crazy things, and he's about to have an event on this mountaintop. And so the Bible says there are thousands of people that are following Jesus on this mountaintop. And the Bible says they're not all followers yet, but they're all leaning in. They're all leaning in. They're listening a little bit like what this Jesus, this fisherman of Galilee, this carpenter, what's he going to teach us? And Jesus is preaching, and he's really telling people, telling us how to live as a kingdom citizen. Not just a citizen of the United States, not just a citizen of here of Elk City or wherever you're listening from, but a citizen of God's kingdom. He's saying, hey, here's what following me looks like. Here's what being a God follower looks like. I'm going to give you the principles of the kingdom. How does he land this plane? How does he bring it home to the, well, with this passage of scripture? And by the way, I love this parable because it's so easy to understand, right? You've got a house that's built on rock and a house that's basically built on sand. And when storms come, which one's going to survive? You know, it reminds me of the story of the three little pigs. You got the story of the house that's built of brick and the one that's built of wood and the one that's built of straw. Which one's going to stand? But if you were like the man who built his house on sand, and as soon as the storm that inevitably will come and hit your life, we all have them, it will crumble. Yes. And then he walks away like you talk about the biggest mic drop ever. That's what Jesus says. He says it's going to crumble. What are most people probably thinking in that time period? Kind of crazy, right? And Jesus has this amazing sermon, and he says, by the way, if you listen to everything I just said, you're going to build your house on a solid foundation, on the rock. But if you ignore everything that I just said and go on about your day as if, oh, that was just Jesus being Jesus, well, when the storm comes, your foundation and your house is going to fall. Everyone is building their life upon something. Something. And when the storms of life come, the only secure, stable foundation is God. So, summer is over. And one thing that I absolutely love about summer is getting to go on family vacations. I mean, many of you out there probably get to do that too. And I absolutely love it because it's just time to get to relax and, you know, enjoy my time with my family. And this year we actually ended up going to Florida. We took my daughter to Disney World, first time to Disney World for her. So she got to meet Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. But also we got to go and explore the beaches there in Florida. And to me, Florida has some of the best beaches, the white sand. It's, you know, it's not like Galveston. It's just, it's so fine and just almost like walking in a cloud, it seems like. And what I really loved was when we went to Clearwater Beach in Florida, just outside of Tampa, we just had a blast. You know, my daughter got to just kind of run out towards the water and then come back. But she also just loved playing in the sand. And we built these sand castles. I mean, it was just an amazing time to come to the beach. But as we all know, if we go to the beach, we bring about half the beach back with us, right? You know, we get in our cars and the sand just seems to be unending. You think that you've got it all off before you enter into the car. But you get home and you're vacuuming out sand, it seems like, for a month. It's everywhere. Sand is inevitably everywhere. But one of the time-tested traditions of building those sand castles, you see people, and I mean families, building sand castles. Sand castles are all over the beaches there. It's a great thing to be able to do. And honestly, I've seen some really cool sand castles, some that just look like masterpieces. Now, ours was not like that, you know, but I mean, some of these sandcastles can be so intricately and beautifully designed. And so we walked past this humongous sandcastle and it looks like, you know, it's made of plastic or something. It's not, but it looks like it because it's so intricately detailed. But at the end of the day, it's sand. Like, I feel bad for that guy who builds that sandcastle all day and then it's going to be a rainy night. Or the tide is going to be a little too high, and it's just going to wash away it the next day. I mean, it really takes one family throwing a football and missing a catch. Or my daughter, who's 2 years old, just walking straight through it. That's all it takes. And your work for the day is destroyed. All the hard work, the effort that you have put in. We understand this in real life. And that's the picture that kind of came to my mind as I was kind of thinking about this lesson of preparing on a firm foundation, rebuilding. You know, sometimes we can spend so much time building up these sandcastles, these understandings of our own life. And I'm going to continue to kind of use that illustration throughout this time today. But Jesus is saying, here you are, either building your life on solid rock, or you're out here building sandcastles. Those are the two options that Jesus lays out for us. So I want to break this lesson down into kind of three parts before, you know, we kind of have our time today. And the first part is this. Everyone is building their life upon something. I know it sounds pretty elementary, but we've got to start there. Everyone is building their life upon something. And I know that there are people maybe who are listening today, who maybe are not quite sure of what this Jesus thing is. And that's okay. But I think we can all agree that everybody here, in here in this room, those that are listening online or listening on the radio, we can all agree that we're building our life upon something. That there is a set of values that we have in our lives, something that's in your heart that you're building your life upon. We're all builders. If not, if you're building, it's not you're building again. That's not a spiritual concept. That's a reality. It's just we all have a vision, a plan for our lives. We all have things that we want to get done. Everyone is building their life upon something. So what does that mean? Well, I think it means a couple of things. Here's the first one. We all make life decisions based on how we see the world. You know, despite if it's certain philosophies we come across with, politics that we watch, you know, even just experiences that we've gone through, we build our life upon something. We base our world upon something. Now, I hope that those that are listening out here are basing some of that on Jesus, but I can't guarantee where you are in your spiritual life. I've not met you. I've not necessarily gotten to know you, but I know you're hearing this today, so you're interested. And so we all make these life decisions based on how we see the world. Some people will call it the philosophy of life. Some people will call it a worldview. I have certain perspectives, circumstances that happen in my life, and ways that I've formed opinions over the course of my life. And because of that, I'm making my life decisions based on those things. So some people, they base it here. They base it listening to this time. Some people might base it on their time that they go to worship on Sundays. Maybe they have a church camp that they grew up going to that they love, and that's where they base their time with God. But we all have something. And your value that you base your life on, hopefully, is a relationship with God. And if it is, praise God. But maybe for you, it's being successful and making a good living for your family to pass on generation to generation. For others of you, it might be relationships or physical health or education or knowledge or family or just serving others. But we all have a value system that drives our decisions that we make. Hopefully, Jesus is a part of that. But we all have something that we value. And so how do you know somebody's worldview? I mean, how do you know someone's worldview?
You spend time with them and get to know them.
Exactly. See, that's kind of the good thing is if we hang out with somebody and we get to learn who they are and that worldview, you know, we're going to get to know them. We're going to get to know who they are. You know, if I asked you to coffee or to lunch and spent 45 minutes with you, which I absolutely love doing. I think that's part of what most pastors love to do is actually spending time meeting new people. But if we spend 45 minutes just hanging out, we're going to leave that meeting knowing each other a little bit better. I mean, you're going to leave knowing that person just a little bit more because it's naturally going to come out. I mean, you talk for 45 minutes. You'd have to work really hard to put up a front for 45 minutes and not really show who you truly are, right? I mean, that's kind of the thing is that what we believe is going to come out naturally when we have a conversation, when we build relationships with one another. And so if you and I, if we build our relationships, our lives on what we value, that's what we're going to be talking about. We see our values, they're going to drive our decisions. And our decisions are going to shape our lives. So I'm going to think, I want you listeners to kind of think, what do you value that drives the decisions that you make? And the decisions you make, they're going to shape your life. But think about what those values are. Think about how are you actually being affected by those values in your life? And how do they change your decisions? You know, I don't know where your values are. I don't know what decisions you're making. But we're all making decisions every single day. Even if it's to just get up in the morning and go get a coffee. That's a decision based off of a value that I need to be awake. So... But we got to think about that because what drives the decisions that we make is going to shape our lives. And so I think back, you know, of this new year kind of getting started for the school year. And I kind of say new year because a lot of times, you know, August, September, it's a reset for people. But what are those decisions that are going to drive and shape who you are? How are they going to shape your family, your friend relationships? I mean, we all build our lives upon something. So what values are we building our lives upon? What would you say is the most important thing in your life? That is what you're going to build your life upon. That's the foundational thing that we have to start with today. And so when we look at this passage of scripture about building our lives, rebuilding who we are, we have to start with that foundational principle. Everyone is building their life upon something. And if you're a Christian or not, you're building your life upon something. And I think we can all agree on that, right? The second part of this is that we have storms, and they're going to come. Storms will come. Life is all about unexpected things. I mean, it's simple. I mean, some right now are hearing this, and you're saying, yep, I'm in one of those storms of my life right now. Storms will come. And verse 48 says that when the flood arose, other versions say when the storm comes. Notice Jesus didn't say if the flood comes or if the storm comes. He's not talking about insurance. He is talking about reality. When the storms come, and this is going to happen, it's not if the storms come or not. It's not maybe the storms will come. But when the storms come, and they inevitably will come, if we've learned anything in the last 2 years as a society during this pandemic that we have gotten out of, we cannot expect things to go back the way we thought they were going to go. Times are gonna get hard. Life is gonna hurt. Sometimes we're gonna deal with things that we never thought in our lifetime. And we're gonna get blindsided by things that we have no idea that are coming, right? Storms will come, regardless of the foundation. They're going to come. But Jesus says to the people who are building the life upon the rock and the people building their life on sand, storms are common regardless of the foundation. God never said life would be easy. But God said he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. A lot of people in the Bible are very, very faithful to God. We read the stories in the Old and New Testament. They're very faithful to God. But life did not always go their way. But God was always there to help get through the storms of life. In John chapter 16, verse 33, he says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus says we will experience a storm. I know I've experienced it. I'm sure you guys have experienced storms in your life. No? But you probably have two in this world if you're listening out there. You will have tribulation, but take heart. Because Jesus has overcome the world. There are people right now, maybe you who are walking through a storm, you may have heard it, and it said you were either going into a storm, you are coming out of a storm, or you are currently in a storm. We're usually in one of those situations. So I want you guys all to think about the storms that maybe you're going through, or maybe ones that you have recently come out of. And if you're not in either of those situations, how are you preparing your life for the storms that will come?
Come on.
And so I'm going to kind of take this as a time to see if we have any prayer requests.